Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 July 2021, and we're glad you're with us tonight. I really, really mean that. Thank you all so much for being here for us and with us and praying for us and standing beside us in this battle. Folks, I just talked to our guest, and we'll have him on a few minutes. We're in a real battle here now. To save a nation, yes, but mostly to reach the souls of mankind that have been so deceived and so destroyed by the wiles of Satan and by the church being silent on most issues. But anyway, before I go to our guest, I will make mention again, folks, that we're offering, I think, I always say this, but this is really, really, really true, one of the top three most important teachings I've ever done. America, why will ye die? That's a question that's asked twice in Ezekiel to Israel. It's asking us today, America, why will ye die? I've blessed you. I've taken care of you. I watched over you. I protected you. You followed me, and you were my chosen ones as far as a nation that you built on my name. Why will ye die? Why will you turn from me? Those are the questions he's asking. In this lesson I taught, I took time to take scripture a verse at a time, show current events that tie with the verses, so you know that the Bible is speaking truth that's relevant for the day, and that we in America are fulfilling prophecy. And you can check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Look at it. If you want the 4-hour DVD, you call us. We'll send it to you. If you don't like it, send it back. We'll send the money back to you. But if you do like it, we ask you to make copies of it and share it with all your friends. Folks, we don't have time to play games any longer. We're down to the finish line as far as what's left of this country being washed away into the swamp of satanic activity. The DVD is available if you call at 800-777-4403. If you have a long distance, you can save us a little bit of money if you call the toll number 304-846-4448. And again, this lesson, my friends, is vitally important. It is 4 hours long. But I didn't rush it because it's too important to rush through it. We have got to get down to the nitty-gritty and find how the Bible pertains to us today in the whole world. But I live in America. I want to show you what America has done scripturally as prophesied to many nations, including Israel and America. That's happened to this nation. So I hope you'll take my word for it. Get a DVD. It's 4 hours long. If you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. But if we do get a copy, please share it with your friends and family. Make copies of it. Nothing's copyrighted. Use it any way you want to. But our guest tonight, I just spoke to you the first time last week. If you remember last week, we had Jonathan Alexander on with Liberty Council. And Jonathan Alexander is a fine gentleman that I've known now for a couple of years. And he's spoken to us at our fellowships and broken bread together, and he's a man of integrity and highly intelligent, and a man that's on our side fighting for righteousness, and we'd be thankful for that. But he mentioned this gentleman by the name of Hal Schertenlof. I hope it's pronounced all right, Schertenlof. He is a head of... It sounds right. All right.
It sounds good. Yeah, you got
that's
it right.
Good. All right. So we're talking about Camp Constitution. This gentleman heads that up. We're going to discuss it in some detail, and I'm going to share a couple of things he sent me in the way of a couple of booklets that I am thoroughly impressed with. Let's bring our guest up, Hal Schertenlof. Hal, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, right back at you. You know, if a guy from down here in West Virginia can get your name pronounced right, and you're from New Hampshire, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I spent a fair amount of time down in the South. I was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, for about a year, and I spent time in Fort Lee, Virginia, and also visiting the beautiful South numerous times, especially since one of my girls goes to Liberty University, so I have to go to West Virginia to get there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then you speak hillbilly okay then.
Oh, yes. Okay. I had a lot of Southern boys as roommates, and they can understand me, and I understand them pretty well.
That's great. I'll tell you this story real quick. It's nothing to do with the interview, but I want to share it, and I think listeners enjoy it. Several years ago, we were invited to preach up in New Hampshire, and we were staying with a nice couple up there, Kevin and Becky Porter, nice people. And Marsha was in the next day, and she wanted to... I'm going to try to say it so everybody, but iron my shirt. Well, we say iron. Can we borrow your iron? And Marsha asked Becky if she had an iron. Becky stood, looked at her and grinned. She said, "Do you have an iron?" And I knew what was going on, but I didn't say anything. And finally said, I need to press Butch's shirt. Do you have an iron? Oh, she said, "You mean an iron?" Oh, I was laughing as hard as crying watching them try to communicate. But anyway.
Well, I'm from Boston. We just moved up here very recently. And my wife, who has a Boston accent, is that you can cut with a knife. She asked a friend for a Sharpie marker. And she says, "What are you talking?" She said, "A Sharpie marker." And that's the Sharpie, you know, with the Her friend was from New Orleans, by way, you know, and she said, my poor wife was picked on for that.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I'm glad we're different. But several years ago, somebody was come down to one of our seminars we had, and he asked something about the idea. Is everything pretty much on schedule? And I said, "Pert near, but not plumb." And they paused.
Uh-huh.
I said, "What? What did you say?" I said, "Pert near." I said, "Oh, it's pretty near, but not right, quite right. But pert near, but not plumb." So anyway, we got to figure it out. But that's what makes life interesting. You're around people that are good people. You can laugh together, laugh at each other, and not get mad. That makes it beautiful, doesn't it?
That's right.
It does. Anyway, before we get into about Camp Constitution, I'm so excited we're going to share this tonight, because somebody out there might want to consider becoming part of this and maybe having one of your children attend this Camp Constitution. But before we do that, tell the people who Hal Schertenlof is and just something about you and how you got involved with all this.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised and lived in Boston, Massachusetts most of my life. My lineage goes all the way back to the Mayflower. Not that that makes me any better than anyone else who just got off the boat and loves America and loves the Lord. I'm a member of the Sons of the American Revolution. I've been actively involved in the Patriot Movement, the Freedom Movement, since I recommitted myself to Jesus Christ back in 1988. I was involved in Operation Rescue. I spent 26 years as a field rep for the John Birch Society and various assignments. And I was one of the co-founders of Camp Constitution. 2008 is when it was conceived, and we held our first family camp in 2009 in Ringe, New Hampshire. And then as time went on, our mission just expanded. We started a small publishing arm. We started a weekly radio show. We host the Samuel Blumenfeld Archives, and Sam was one of the pioneers of the homeschool movement, dear friend of mine, and he left us his papers and writings, and with that we created this incredible online free resource for educators homeschoolers. And we started start a speakers bureau. In fact, my dear friend, Reverend Stevie Kraft, and I just returned from a trip in northern Maine, Arista County, last week. And I was up in northern New Hampshire just yesterday doing a presentation to a group. So we keep busy, and we do a lot of outreach. We have information tables at homeschool shows. We have floats and parades, and we try to outreach as much as we can, reaching out, teaching people about the U.S. Constitution and America's godly heritage, and the fact is we're losing our freedoms if we don't start getting involved.
Amen. Amen. Well, what'd you do before this?
Well, I was in the Army until 1980, then the Army Reserves, and I had a very, very distinguished career in the U.S. Postal Service for about 5 years. I was a potential victim of a colleague that went postal, and he stole the plane and shot up the bays, and a few rounds came near, but not close enough to do any damage. And then I started working for the John Birch Society in 1990, full-time, And then in 16, I left and started doing the Camp Constitution full time. Along the way, I'm the father of 5 children and a grandchild, and one just about to be born any day now. So 2 grandchildren.
Wow.
And we homeschooled. And it's a different dynamic homeschooling in the city. You think the city of Boston would be a horrible place to homeschool. But when you have such a miserable public school system, the busybodies in Boston don't have time to mess with the homeschool. So it's almost like we're safe in the belly of the beast, and we had very very little. We had actually no trouble. Had we moved into a little rural area with a couple of busybodies, they would have been all over us. So our youngest is 16 now, and she'll be done homeschooling next year, God willing, and off to Liberty University School of Nursing, and that's her plan. And all my other children are grown and, pretty successful in their endeavors.
And amen.
They all love the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the Lord blesses those who obey him. And my wife and I certainly are not perfect people. I don't guess to make any of those. But we've been blessed ourselves, and I thank God for it every day. Never made a lot of money, never had to. We got a place to sleep and food to eat and a good family, 6 grandbabies, and a great-grandchild on the way. So I think we're doing all right
God
on that.
God bless you. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm excited about that. But nonetheless, who brought this idea up, the Camp Constitution? I mean, what a novel idea. Who brought that up?
Well, it's very simple. There was a national organization that had a camp program. I had been the Northeast director, and it was canceled kind of arbitrarily. And so we kind of like, hey, let's just do our own camp. And I spoke to it. I spoke to an attorney, asked for legal advice on how we should do this, and called an insurance company up and said, look, well, we have a camp, we have to insure it, you know, what's the, yeah, he said, no big deal, yeah, you know, very inexpensive. And then we just started promoting it, and it caught on, and in fact, the first year we had a camp, I think we might have had about 65 people, and this year's camp, we actually had to, we're full, we have well over 140 people, and
wow.
We have to, I hate to do it, we had to say no. We've got about 3 or 4 families, about more than 10 or 15 people that would like to come, but we just don't have the room. So that means we probably should consider a second week. And we also are optimistic that we will be blessed with our own facility. And if that's what the Lord has for us, we'd be happy to take it. I'm in a beautiful area of New Hampshire that's called the Lakes Region, Lake Winnipesaukee. And there's a number of beautiful camps around here. Our camp that we're using the last couple of years is called Singing Hills Christian Camp and Conference Center in Plainfield, New Hampshire, which is in the northwest part of the state, right out near the Vermont border, not too far from the Calvin Coolidge homestead. And we're about an hour, the camp's about an hour north and west of Concord, New Hampshire. And it's a beautiful facility, but we may just have to go for a second camp somewhere. We may consider doing that next year. We also have a ladies group that meets on weekends at the camp several times a year. And it's great that the ladies can get together. And they're awfully smart, our ladies, and they come up with some great ideas and innovations that we're always looking to improve, make our camp experience better. And thank God we have these wonderful ladies that are helping to make that happen.
Amen. Now, is this mostly for children, or can anybody come?
No, it's interesting. You know, when people think of camp, you know, some people think of tents in the mud, Camp Granada, or a camp for young people, a camp for middle age. But actually, it's a family camp. So we have whole families. We do have unaccompanied minors, and we have unaccompanied adults, but we have such a great lineup of instructors. We also have a program for the youngsters from ages 5 to 11. And we teach, it's called the Patriot Camp and the Junior Camp. So we teach them the history of our great country, with godly heritage, dress them up in little costumes with little muskets and parades, and learn about the flag, learn about Betsy Ross, learn about some of the great Americans. And because we are in a place that's rich in history, we generally do field trips. Over the years, we've taken field trips to Bunker Hill, Lexington and Concord, state houses, historical spots, the homestead of Franklin Pierce, and many others. And this year, we're going to take an optional field trip to the Calvin Coolidge homestead, which is in nearby Plymouth, Vermont. Also, the St. Gaudens. St. Gaudens was the sculptor. He's the one that put that, you know, that $20 gold piece, that beautiful St. Gaudens.
Right,
he also did the Lincoln Memorial, and the 54th Regiment, the Robert Gould Shaw, which you would see across from the Massachusetts State House, which, by the way, was damaged and vandalized by Black Lives Matter. And honoring this great, heroic, all-black unit that fought the Civil War, yet the Black Lives Matter people still decided to vandalize it. It was repaired, but that's how much contempt they have for our great history.
Well, you know, brother, this didn't happen overnight. This great cancer that's destroying the land didn't come on us overnight. It's taken decades. Charlotte Easterby. You may know who I'm talking about. You ever heard about Charlotte Easterby?
Oh, I know Charlotte very well. I first met Charlotte in 1990 and her when she was living in Bath, Maine, and we were like we're old friends the minute she dragged me into the house.
Great lady.
And I interviewed her about her father's membership in the Skull and Bone. That's quite revealing.
Yes, it is. And, you know, she wrote a book, of course, you know this, and it's titled The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And longer than you and I have been alive, this has been started. This didn't happen overnight. It started way back in the 1800s, probably at least the middle 1800s, late 1800s they started.
Horace Mann.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the father
the
modern education.
The method of reading, yeah.
Yes. It's they did on purpose. They've changed history. They've changed history that they're teaching our children. Now the war between the states is all about slavery, nothing to do with states' rights. It's not being taught truthfully. And the fermenting hate, or the fermenting division between blacks and whites and homosexuals and other people, they're causing divisions in the country. You know that already. And your school, I'm sure, reveals this because I'm looking, two of your books here that I had a chance to review, and not a shot was fired. The Communist Strategy for Subverting a Representative Government by Jan Kozak. Good little book.
Yes.
And then one I was really impressed with was written by Manning Johnson, and it's
Color Communism and Common Sense.
Yes. I mean how they taken black folks and turned them against the country, and how they did that through hate-filled rhetoric and so much more, folks. This is amazing. It is amazing that how they've. Just taking us through this step by step. You know, Khrushchev said back in the 1960s that he's going to bury us without firing a shot. And your book, Not a Shot is Fired, is right on the money. They've taken us down through a socialist path. It started way before you and I were born, under Roosevelt and other people. Taking us down a socialist path, right now into almost pure communism. They divide the country in factions. And Christ said in Mark 3:25, the divided house can't stand. So we're seeing this happen. And Camp Constitution is trying to teach the children and the adults what happened and how to maybe, by God's grace, sort down some. Would you go ahead and tell us about the camp? This is exciting.
What's so ironic is that our detractors will label us white supremacists, Nazis, and We had a very favorable article in the Nashua Telegram in New Hampshire a few years ago, and someone in the local town of Ringe, you know, made some of the lefties, and there aren't too many in this particular town, thankfully, made a big stink. And I said, we have more blacks, Hispanics, and Asians at our camp that one week than you have living in your whole town, you know. And we said, well, we'll love to meet with you and discuss this, and you're welcome to come to camp to sit in the classes as long as you behave yourself. And they never bothered, communicating. So just throw these nasty things and nasty smears. But, you know, we expect that. You know, I think if we weren't getting this, then we probably weren't doing a very good job. So we have to expect it.
Well, you're old enough now, I'm sure, but we've both seen this happen. Our nation's attitude change against Christians, the church, and righteousness. We've seen that the attitude change from a nation of somewhat of a common core in morality. That's been torn away from us, and without that, you cannot build anything. You can't build a home without morality, much less a nation. So when you see this starting to happen, we've watched it in our lifetime, brother, come apart at the seams, so to speak. You know, in the 60s, I was a teenager then. I didn't know what was going on, but I watched the free loving and the sex and drugs and all that stuff. But I didn't understand what was happening, the hippie movement and the long-haired rebellion. And now I look back on it, I can see they started out with unisex clothing in the 60s. Now we have boys and girls can't make up their mind what they really are. So this
has taken 50 genders.
Yes, absolutely. So this has happened. So what you're trying to do now, and you're reaching this year, you said 140 people signed up to come to your camp. That is remarkable, and I'm so thankful that you're out here doing this, because you're giving some people hope and some ammunition to stand up and battle and correct this mess.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have some great, instructors, some people that are tops in their field, not just the United States, but in some respects the world. Alex Newman, who is a journalist, he speaks about five languages. He's only in his early 30s, and he's been a former colleague and friend, and he came last year with his whole family. And beautiful, all little boys, and his wife, who was from Sweden originally, and they had a wonderful time. And we have, and we videotape all of the classes and make them available on our YouTube channel, and also we just started a Rumble channel, which we're going to be using more. But if they want to get an idea of the caliber of instructors, they can just go to our YouTube channel, and then we have a lot of year-round activities where we videotape a lot of the programs and such. But Professor Willie Soon, who is one of the top atmospheric scientists and one of the top climate realists in the world, he's been coming now for 4 years. And the first year, he came with his family. He's got two sons, Benjamin and Franklin, and a little girl. And he came with his mom and a mother-in-law. So we are a family camp. And we were going to offer him an honorarium because we're a nonprofit. I should say, not a nonprofit, but we're a charitable trust. But he refused to take it because I'm having too much fun. And now he is making contributions to our camp. So this year, we have also, along with Alex Newman, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution. And I've known about Dave for quite a while, but I got a chance to meet him last year when he's picking up one of his daughters who had just walked the Appalachian Trail, you know. And we hosted him at a learning center in Lexington, which I can talk about a little bit. And I thought this guy should come to camp. So he's going to be there teaching some classes. Jonathan Alexander, of course, will be there with his lovely wife, and he's got a nephew, and he'll be there from Sunday. He's going to leave Wednesday, but he's going to do a few classes. He's going to do one on the Electoral College, and he took a hand in that because he was involved in the issue in Pennsylvania, the voter fraud going on in Pennsylvania. And, of course, Liberty Council is the entity that has taken up our lawsuit against the city of Boston for the Christian flag. But we also have a lady that you should have on your show at some point if you haven't already. Her name is Mary Grabar, G-R-A-B-A-R. And she's the author of a very important book. It's called Debunking Howard Zinn. Now, Howard Zinn, I'm sure some of your listeners know who he is or was. He's since deceased. I call him the patron demon of Antifa because his filthy book, People's History of the United States, is in most of our government schools. So when these youngsters come out of these schools, we should teach the negative things about our country. You know, warts and all, that's what That's what, you know, when they painted the portrait of the protector right there, he said, paint it warts and all. But even with that, we have an incredible history.
Yes, we
we've afforded the highest state of living for the most people in the history of mankind. And but this only deals with the that we were evil, racist, everything is horrible. So these young children come out of these schools hating America. While Cubans are flying the American flag, while Hong Kong citizens are flying the middle American flag, while people in Somalia are flying the American flag, and they're flying Trump won signs too, by the way, our children, most of which are upper middle class and middle class, children of privilege, never had to suffer any hardships, never went hungry, had all the great technology at their fingertips, and they hate America. They hate it. And I say, well, we say to them, well, what do you want to do with it? What would you want in its place? They can't tell you because they can't even think for themselves.
No, they can't think.
They just start calling you names. You know?
Well, you know, it's getting so bad. I saw an interview of a guy walking the streets. This was in California, of course. He was asking an opinion. They said that the mayor of New York, and he's slipping my mind right now, Mayor
De Blasio,
yes. Wanted to sell the Brooklyn Bridge to China to raise some money to pay off some of the debt. And he's asking the people if that was a good idea. And so help me, they never caught on. It was a joke. I'm serious. Now this is how dumbed down we are.
Yeah. Mark Dice?
Mark Dice. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He does all.
I mean, this is how bad off we are.
Silver coins. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's sad.
A bar of silver or a bar of chocolate, and they took the chocolate.
But and they took a bar of chocolate. Yeah.
This is America today. God help us, is America today. But
well,
now,
one of the things that we like to do, we do outreach all the time, and we have a little 10-question quiz on the U.S. Constitution, which you can find on our website under downloads, campconstitution.net. And we're not trying to make people feel dumb. Because look, if you give me a science test, I'm probably not going to do so well. But it's just some basic questions, and the idea is to have them come over to the table, start talking to us, and we'll offer you a free pocket copy of the Constitution. And people like taking quizzes, but we've had elected officials take the quiz and, you know, get one right, get 2 out of 10 right. It's amazing.
So it is amazing.
They leave there a little bit more informed than they were before, and that's really what it's all about. And hopefully they'll be motivated to really look into this great Constitution of ours. And by the way, a lot of folks will say, oh, the Constitution written by a bunch of dead white Eurocentric males 250 years ago to an agrarian society, it's totally invalid today. And I say, no, absolutely not. Just the opposite. It dealt with human nature. And human nature, as we know, as King Solomon says, nothing new under the sun, doesn't change. So you must have a limited government, decentralized government, and that's what the Constitution gave us. As James Madison said, the Constitution, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, the powers of Congress or the federal government are few and defined. Everything else is left up to the states and
That's right, and to the people. All right, folks, back at the break. If you have any questions or comments next half hour, feel free to call 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to a gentleman that I've really enjoyed talking to. His name is Hal Shurtleff. I've asked him a question during the break if he would send people materials about the camp. And, folks, I would suggest that you call him. And he even used his private cell phone number. He wants to use it to give out. And I said I'd do it. But anyway, I would request these two books for sure. Let him send them to you, if you will. And Not a Shot is Fired. And Not a Shot is Fired. The Communist Strategy for Subverting a Representative Government. And it's written by a lady named Jan Kozak. And the one Camp Constitution Presents, and it's Collar, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson.
Those two books are available on our online shop. If people are interested in those two books, they can just go to our website, and where it says shop, they can get them for relatively short. We're making a little bit of money, but not a whole lot. The Color, Communism, and Common Sense is a very important book. It was published, it was originally written in 1958, I think, by a former communist, a black man.
Yes.
And he was trained in Moscow. He actually was in a church. He grew up in the church, as many black Americans do. He got a little disillusioned. He saw a lot of racism, which unfortunately is a reality. And he met a black clergyman who was a communist. Yeah, they're a clergyman. We know that for a fact today, especially. And he said, hey, the only white people that care about us are the communists. And so he got involved, the local communist, and they said, this guy is a really sharp guy. We sent him over to Moscow. While he was in Moscow, he realized the communists are racist. They hate black people. They just want to use them for cannon fodder for a race war. And then the result would be, of course, a new government and so forth. So he got back to the United States, and he kind of started exposing them. He testified at a lot of hearings. And he wrote that book. And why we put it back in print, it was in 2015, Reverend Stanley Kraft, who happens to be black, and our camp chaplain, he saw that in my library, and he says, Hey, He says, what's this about? And I just assumed he knew about it, and he didn't, and he read it. And it's only about 80 pages. You can sit down and read it in one or two sittings. And he said, this book could have been written yesterday. Just some of the terminology you take out and put in some new terminology, you know, more current language. So he put it back in print. And then we got a little, modest interest. But last May, when the country was being set on fire by the communist BLM and the Antifa, we got a lot of people really interested. And I think we have a PDF version that's free on our website. If you want just a PDF version, but I'd like to have the hard copy book. And the book, And Not a Shot Is Fired, was written by a Czechoslovakian communist. And I had some that were put back in print in the 1990s. And I look on Amazon, and they were actually selling, not just listed, for like $200. I was like, that's ridiculous. And I said, we got to put this back in print. You know, it's... If the communists want to sue me for reprinting it, let them go ahead. I don't think that's going to happen, though. So we put it back in print, and it's another small booklet. It's about 40 pages. But it's just a strategy, how to take over a country without a war.
And the communists
are doing a good job here.
They are. And by the way, I have a listener out of Pennsylvania named Daryl Eberhardt, who sent me a copy of this same book about a week and a half ago, and also sent me a copy to send to Jonathan Alexander, which I'll do that this week. But I started reading the book before I got it from you. Then I got yours. It seemed like a little more condensed version. And I'll tell you what, folks, this book on cholera, communism, and common sense is a true story about a man's life.
Yeah.
And Daryl Eberhardt read it and sent me copies of it. And Daryl, thank you for that, because when I saw you offered at your school, at the camp, I was impressed with that. I mean, you folks aren't playing games. You're down to the nitty-gritty telling people how this is happening. Now, whether we can stop this or not, really, and I tell people all the time, it's not our business. Duty is ours. Consequences are God's. Our job is to expose evil, stand against evil, and let him do what he wants with the rest of it. But when I saw that you were offering this, I was just amazed. And, of course, that old book, And Not a Shot Is Fired, another booklet, actually, it's a booklet, but it's right on the money, and it's just stated so simply that even I can understand it. And I'm impressed with these books. Now, both of these are available on your website, but people want to call and order them. Can do that with that number they call to order these books.
They can do that. They can just go to our website too. We have a contact there. Just give us your contact information and make some comments, whatever you like to do.
And a lot of folks don't have computers, so I don't know how they can get a hold of somebody to order them, because folks, I would highly recommend these books. I mean, Daryl sent me a copy. I got another copy from the camp, and I'm impressed with this book on communism, cholera and communism, and how they've done this. It didn't start this last week, folks. It started many, many years ago. It just fermented to the point now that's boiling over. And I would highly advise you to get the copy of this book. If you don't have a computer, Hal, give me authority to give out his phone number. Write this phone number down.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Okay? Write this phone number down and call and ask him if these books are just a few dollars. I tell you, they're worth every penny what you can put into them. If you want to know the truth, and I will give them to your children. Let your children read them. Matter of fact, give anybody give it to your pastor. Let him read them. But the number to call is 857-498-1309. That's 857-498-1309. Call that number or go on the website, and your website is campconstitution.net, right?
That's correct, yes.
Campconstitution.net.
I'm just looking at our download page here. We have the Color Communism and Common Sense as a free download. We have a book called Proof of the Illuminati, which we put back in print. That was a book written in the early 1800s by a New Hampshire pastor. Understanding Economic Principles, Not Yours to Give. And we have some, the famous Stock Not Yours to Give, The Writings of George Washington, and many other, and also some information about our flag, Christian flag lawsuit against the city of Boston. We have a great flyer on the plastic bag ban, which is happening in some communities around the country, how it's just more harmful than it is to use the paper bag. The plastic bags are actually a good environmental thing to use, but the left is banning them, trying to ban them everywhere they can.
Plastic straws and everything, yes. Yes. They really are. So, you know, I don't know if y'all have an outreach like this, but I do believe that there are many Christian schools that would like to know who you are to receive some of these materials. If they don't teach it as a direct class or curriculum, maybe add it to as a side class.
Oh,
but they
yeah,
need
absolutely,
the materials.
Yes. Yeah, we'd be happy to, again, we're not a big entity, but the Lord has blessed us, and we'll do what we can to help. And like I said, we're supporting this school in Harare, Zimbabwe. What's so gratifying was here is a gentleman who is a teacher. He taught for the communist schools and left, started his own school. I guess you can still have a Christian school in Zimbabwe. And he was trying to teach the children how to read English, which is the official language of Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. And he found our Alpha Phonics on the website, and he downloaded, printed out some of the materials, and he asked us if we would donate some of the books. And I mean, I said, I don't know who this guy is, but like, let's take a chance. And he was so delighted, and I said, I'd just like to get some feedback. And he's showing me these pictures and videos of these beautiful little children, you know, elementary age, in this dirt-poor school, bare walls, you know, nothing fancy. And they're all well-dressed. The teachers, the ladies have dresses. The men are wearing ties and shirts. You don't see that too much at our schools today.
No, you don't.
And they're learning how to read properly. They're learning the phonics method. That's the method that's designed to teach people how to read properly so they can be literate, so they can read the Bible, so they can understand the Bible and many other important things to read. And once you learn how to read properly, the whole world is open up to you. But if you're caught up in this look-say method, and which, according to my late friend Sam Blumenfeld, was one of the things that caused attention deficit disorder, was the fact that they couldn't read properly. They looked at English letters as Chinese pictographs. And so we also had a lady in South Africa. She had to be a board, you know, BOER, a member of the board group. And she had special needs children. No success in 2 years. She finds our Alpha Phonics. In 2 weeks, 17 of her 19 students are proficient readers. And she asked permission if we would, she could set up reading clinics around South Africa. We said, of course. We don't ration bullets in time of war.
Amen.
So we do encourage folks, homeschoolers, researchers, historians, teachers, to go to our website, campconstitution.net. Find that Blumenfeld. There's a drop-down that says the Blumenfeld Archives, and all we need is an email and a username. It's all free. We do accept donations, of course, but please, that you've got recordings of Sam, his speeches and audio and video, his Alpha Phonics that you can just download, or you could just use the online version, all 128 lessons. And I've used that with my wife and I taught all of our children how to read using this. And as Sam used to say, you don't need puppets popping out of trash cans to teach children or even adults, because a lot of adults are functionally literate. And Sam would take these adults and start from the beginning. You know, this is the vowel sound of A, the vowel sound of O and I, and O, A, E, I, O, U. And they became good readers. And he even had Down syndrome children that he taught, and they were able to read too. And Sam goes into the history of the dumbing down of America, going back to John Dewey and Horace Mann before that. And Horace Mann went to Prussia, came back and said, I've seen the future in so many words. And he started with his compulsory education laws, and the rest is history. And these folks are patient. They don't look to the next election cycle. They look five generations down the road. And that's why they're successful.
That's very true.
Most of us, you know, gee whiz, I'm going to work on this campaign, and if we're not successful, I'm going to go back to watching football. Oh, I'm burnt out. I held a sign at a rotary for 5 minutes, or traffic circle, as they're called in some parts of the country. I held a sign for 3 days, and I'm burnt out, and I've done enough, and that kind of thing. No, as my late friend Sam Blumenfeld, he was on his, he told me 25 years ago, he said, I'm going to do this till I drop. He's on his deathbed, still autographing copies of his book and selling his book and giving some away. And I said, this is what I want to do. I want to die doing something like this, not, you know, not incapacitated, but out there advancing the kingdom. And
Amen.
That's what we're called
Amen.
To do.
Well, you know, I know that none of us can do it all, but we can all do something. And by the grace of God, I've been on the radio going on 29 years, trying to educate people best I can. And scripturally, of course, scripture's got to be first. We know that. The Word of God's got to be first. Nothing can stand without the foundation of Jesus Christ. Nothing. And our nation has lost that foundation. We're told in the book of Psalms that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We either build or rebuild
right.
the foundations, or we have nothing to go on. And I, you and I have been, are both on it, like I said, to see this nation starting to rot back when we were children. And watching the immorality starting to creep into the society through all manner of ways, especially through the public food system. I didn't say school, I said
That's
food
right.
system. You know, we started
full
coming to the food system. Started coming in. We saw, of course, the entertainment. My goodness, the first time, I was shocked the first time I heard a cuss word. And this, I'm not talking about going with the wind. I'm talking about really cussing words in movies. I was just a youngin', and I thought, this, you know, my dad and mom don't do this. Why is this acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the Beatles back in the 60s said that one of them said they're more popular than Jesus Christ. And every radio station
right.
in the United States quit playing the music. Today they applaud this same type thing. I mean, they put works of art out with a bottle full of urine with a cross in it, and they call it art. And the churches keep
that.
Silent. The churches keep silent. Where in the name of God are those that call themselves believers? Why aren't they up in arms, literally speaking, using the sword of the Lord and standing in battle and confronting these evils? Why can't we take to the streets and proclaim the gospel of Christ? Why are we afraid to
well,
speak
you know,
up?
Let me give you a nice a story here. In Worcester, Massachusetts, it's the second largest city in Massachusetts. It's post-industrial type city, a little on the tired side. A little Baptist church, and Pastor Chris runs it, and he refused to lock down back in March of last year.
Amen. Amen.
And he got arrested, and he refused. And he got lefties, causing trouble. So there was a group of tough biker types that said, "Look, they were believers, but they said we like your spirit. We're gonna be your bodyguards." And they surrounded the church at his home. All of those tough biker guys who were patriots, but they weren't believers, are now members of the church. The church has increased 100% in size, and he started another church, or started a second church in Concord, Massachusetts. And so these things like this are happening all over the country, and it's very gratifying. So, yeah, there's some negative things going on, but there's a lot of wonderful good things going on as well. I think that's what we have to dwell upon. And I think we want to talk a little bit about our lawsuit against the city of Boston.
I do. I'll make one more comment, though. I had a guest on last night. You may have heard the gentleman from Canada named Pastor Otter Pulaski. He was arrested in Canada.
Yeah.
He's now left the country. He's facing 4 years in jail if he goes back to Canada. He's now here speaking all over the United States. He's on a broadcast last night sharing his story and what's going on. Now, unfortunately, other pastors are in trouble in Canada also. So far, they burnt down 25 churches in Canada, and no one's been charged with anything. No one's been charged with anything. He's here trying to tell the American people what we're about to lose. You may want to talk to him sometime. I think you'd enjoy it.
I shared his video where he's telling the police, get out of here, you Nazi psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. But you may want to talk to him in time. Maybe have him come speak at your camp, because this man's on fire for trying to get this word out to the people. Yes, now tell the folks about what you want to share.
Well,
back in
was June of 17, I was invited to be part of a prayer gathering at the city hall of the mayor's office. Now, the mayor at that time was Marty Walsh, a far lefty, now working for the Biden administration. He was nowhere to be found. So it was an inner city pastor that invited me. And here were blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, all the body of Christ, praying as we're commanded, praying for the city, praying for peace, praying for safety, praying for its leaders, for wisdom and all that. We weren't there advocating for anybody to get elected. And I thought, this is really, it's good to see Christians do this in this wicked secular city that was once known as a city set on a hill. So, I think God was speaking to me, and he said, let's fly the Christian flag on City Hall Plaza. Now, The city has a public access flagpole, which they've been allowing groups to use for many years now, where they would simply get a permit and have a little ceremony and raise the flag. And we raised the Gadsden flag about 8 years ago at a ceremony. We actually exposed the Agenda 21. And we had Pastor Garrett Lear, the Patriot pastor, there in his Black Robe Regiment with his musket. It was a great time. No problem. So I thought, let's fly the Christian flag in conjunction with Constitution Day, September 17th. Also, close to the day of the founding of the city of Boston, right about the same time, so, you know, a few hundred years before that. And I called the lady in charge of permitting, who was sympathetic. And to make a long story short, we never had the permit. It was denied to us based on the separation of church and state, and which, of course, does nowhere appear in the Constitution. And the ironic thing is that the city, when I asked for an official response, I got an email with the seal embedded in the email. The seal of Boston has a Bible verse from Kings. I think it's 1 Kings. And it was in Latin, but I knew a word or two in Latin. I said, let me check. What does it say? It says, May God favor us as he favored our forefathers. And then they switched it a bit. They said, it's not approved government speech. So putting a flag on a flagpole for a couple of hours is somehow not government speech.
I'll make a comment to you, if you don't mind, brother. Since when does a government allow us to have a certain speech?
Exactly right. The flag, the same city allows communist Chinese people to fly their flag, celebrating the Chinese Revolution, the Cuban flag, also the rainbow, as you can imagine, and the transgender flags and all the other abominations. So when we got denied, I sent a news release to local media, not one response, but a friend of mine said, get a hold of Liberty Council, which I did. Very quickly after that, and within 24 hours, they said, we're going to take your case. We like this case. And they filed a suit in 18 and at the Federal District Court in Boston. And, of course, it was rejected, and now it's at the Supreme Court. And it was Jonathan Alexander that actually delivered the petition. And we're praying that they will, not only will they take the case, but they'll rule in favor. And if they don't rule in favor, we're going to design a camp constitution flag that looks a lot like the Christian flag, and then see if we can fly it. But it's made international news. I get a lot of people thinking, you know, and we also, even if we don't win the case, in some respects we've won already, because we brought attention to the world that the city of Boston is on record of approving communist China and communist Cuba, but not a Christian flag, which, by the way, doesn't represent a church. It represents the body of Christ. And, you know, some Christians don't accept that, and that's fine. But when you look at the Old Testament, New Testament, there's a lot about banners and flag, and banners represent, units and military units. It represents what you stand for. And it's what it, not so much the cloth itself, but what it represents. And so we're, this was never our intention to go to the Supreme Court with this case. So I say this is in God's hands. And, you know, God brought Liberty Council to our side.
Yes.
And it's resulted in a lot of, a lot of people knowing what we're doing. So I'm just very, very grateful.
Well, you know, that's why I support Liberty Council. They are a fantastic group. And you spoke about the flags. We, through our ministry, offer the Christian flag, the colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Gaston flag, and also the Confederate flag. We offer all four of them through the ministry. They all story to tell.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, we do. They're offered through the ministry right here. So, folks, we have the flags if you want them. You just let us know. We're glad to send you one of them. Matter of fact, I fly the Christian flag 24/7 in my front yard. Nobody's ever said anything to me. Nobody in this area really probably knows what it is. But that's beside the point. I do fly it because I want people to know where I stand. That's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But
that's
truly appreciate what you're doing, how I really do. And I like to get to know you all even better. Maybe one time I'll get a drive up New Hampshire and say hi to you. I would enjoy that very much.
Well, you are welcome. Let me just put this out. We have a learning center, which is actually a home, where we have, ministry of a house church, and we have various events going on. Just a few blocks from the famous Lexington Battle Green, we have a guest room, so you and your wife are welcome, as long as there's availability, and would be honored. If not, you can come up here. We're about an hour and a half from Lexington and the beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee region. We'd love to put you up here and get maybe do some guest preaching at some of the local churches here. And I think it'd be a wonderful opportunity.
Well, I would definitely look into that, because I would love to come up. You know, the problem is I've been invited down to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church in Florida, and I've down to just the other day invited to another place in Orlando, and I want to go see all these people. But it's hard to leave when you're doing a radio, six radio shows a week, and you know, and doing other things. It's hard to just pack up and go somewhere.
Well, this is the time of year to come to New England. You may not want to come up here unless you like ski mobiling and ice fishing. You probably don't want to come up here in February. And although I love it up here year round, I mean, Lake Winnipesaukee, it's so solidly frozen in the wintertime that planes will land on the ice.
Wow. Well, it gets cold here, but nothing like that. Nothing like that. It does get cold here in the hills of West Virginia, but nothing like that. We're down the last couple of minutes, and folks, again, I would urge you, go to campconstitution.net. Check out what's offered there, or call 857-498-1309. And ask how much it costs for the book, A Collar, Communism and Common Sense, and Not a Shot is Fired. And do it for yourself. Share it with your children. If you don't know anybody that's homeschooling, have them get in touch with the Camp Constitution for the material they can send them. Folks, this is important. No, maybe we can turn this country around. And I'm convinced America is going to pay hell for what you've done. Psalm 9:17 says so. But nonetheless, our job is to do what our Father says. As I said before, duty is ours, consequences are God's. Whatever, we're going to do our duty to our Father in heaven. He'll sort out the difference at the end. But we owe him that. We're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to say in closing, Hal?
Well, I think we should just occupy till he returns. I think we have to be optimistic. We can't going around with a negative attitude, and discouragement is the enemy's greatest weapon. And that word discourage is to take courage away. So I encourage you to support your ministry and other great ministries, and get actively involved. And we have a speakers bureau. If you have a group, we'd love to come down wherever that may be, across the country, and give, we can do a half a day seminars, all day seminars. We can deal with this critical race theory nonsense, the Constitution, Agenda 21. And many other topics that we have qualified speakers to address. So campconstitution.net is where to go.
And folks, do check it out. I am so thankful that Jonathan told us about this. Jonathan Alexander told us about this. I'm so thankful that you're out there. I had no idea you were there. And if you'll send me a one-page flyer, I'll be glad to add it to our monthly magazine if you like for us too.
Sure.
You lend me one. I'll see. Put it in the magazine. And thanks a lot, Hal. We'll talk to you soon again. Okay.
All right. God bless.
All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night with Jane McCanny. A lot to talk about tomorrow night. Also, have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.